From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. Missouri lawmakers are looking at changing the ways police collect and store the enormous amount of data that comes from relatively new technology, including video, audio, and location. Lawmakers have filed at least 10 bills, though most have not yet received a committee vote. Some lawmakers say they worry devices like body cameras and license plate scanners are indiscriminate and violate the privacy of people who have done nothing wrong. Law enforcement representatives have said they're working to help the legislature strike a compromise that won't tie their hands. The daughter of a St. Louis woman slain more than three decades ago is pressing for the release of the man imprisoned for the killing, saying he didn't commit the crime. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Melissa Davis told a judge Friday that she was wrong to identify Rodney Lincoln as the man who sexually attacked and killed 35-year-old Joanne Tate in her home in 1982. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green put off deciding on the motion for Lincoln's release. Davis was seven when she identified Lincoln as her mother's killer. Witnesses testified at Lincoln's trial that a hair found at the scene belonged to him, but genetic testing later disproved that. Lawyers for the Missouri Attorney General's office are challenging efforts to get Lincoln freed. A 31-year-old man whose dreams led him to confess to the slaying of a Missouri journalist says he had nothing to do with it and is planning to appeal. Charles Erickson is serving a 25-year sentence in the death of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt, who was killed in 2001. Erickson's confession also led to the nearly 10-year incarceration of his friend Ryan Ferguson, who was freed in late 2013 because prosecutors withheld evidence. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Erickson started having dreams about Heitholt's death more than 2 years after the killing and eventually pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. Now he says he blacked out the night of the slaying, and many of the details in his confession came from investigators and news reports. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow utilities to raise customers' rates every year with less control by regulators. Proponents of the measure say the increases will be more predictable and subject to yearly limits. The Kansas City Star reports that opponents say customers would almost be guaranteed an increase every year and that the bill's yearly limits likely wouldn't protect consumers. Utilities have long had to submit detailed rate requests and justify their costs to the Public Service Commission, which then has granted what the commission thought were reasonable and just rates. The new proposal would allow utilities to choose to submit such expenses for the past year, unless the regulators prove the costs quote-unquote imprudent. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.